Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один.
Задание 1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Our trip with this company started with manually dragging our boats around the first beginner's luck rapids. Well, I fell on the rocks while doing this and injured my elbow. This company has a strange view on safety. Our guide, with 9 years of experience, did nothing to prevent our boat from being turned upside down, throwing all three of us into the water. So I'm begging you, do yourself a favor. Please use another boating company.
Speaker B.
This trip isn't about being rowed down a river. You will paddle, feel pain, and get bruises. You wear a helmet and life jacket for a reason. You need to be at a basic level of physical fitness. There is some climbing up and down rocks and on uneven ground, and it's slippery. You need to paddle sitting in an awkward position. You have to be able to get up and down quickly. You have to listen and respond to directions. If you really can do that, sign up.
Speaker C.
At the end of the day, don't be lazy. We're all tired. We're all sore and bruised. So what? Help take your boat up. Not doing that is considered rude. And please don't be pessimistic, gloomy, or unpleasant, because it may annoy the people around you who are trying to hear the guides and have a fun day with their family and friends. Kids can go too, but they need to be at least 90 pounds or at least 12 years old, and they need to be good swimmers and listeners.
Speaker D.
I've gone with this company twice now, and I enjoyed it both times. There are several rafting companies out there, but you won't meet personnel as qualified as you meet here. These people are doing what they love. I would not take these trips without a guide, as I'd kill myself. They get you down safely and allow you to have fun between the rapids. Food was good, and every time we passed another outfitter, it became evident we chose the best one.
Speaker E.
There is a common assumption that life jackets keep your head above water at all times. Wrong. They are constructed to be able to float in water, so in any case, you will pop to the surface. But waves and river currents are strong enough to take you underwater for brief periods. A good rafting company typically provides a course on how to breathe strategically in rapids. But most beginners usually forget all that in the panic of being in the water.
Speaker F.
I almost got killed in a white water rafting trip. This is how it happened. I rafted a very fast river. The guy in front of me lost his footing, banged into me, and we both fell in. Our boat panicked, so we were rescued by another one 10 minutes later. We were heavily injured, and I was barely conscious. My life jacket did not protect me from going under the crashing pull of white water. Don't listen to those who say that rafting is safe. It's dangerous.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Our trip with this company started with manually dragging our boats round the first beginner's luck rapids. Well, I fell on the rocks while doing this and injured my elbow. This company has a strange view on safety. Our guide, with 9 years of experience, did nothing to prevent our boat from being turned upside down, throwing all three of us into the water. So I'm begging you, do yourself a favor. Please use another boating company.
Speaker B.
This trip isn't about being rowed down a river. You will paddle, feel pain, and get bruises. You wear a helmet and life jacket for a reason. You need to be at a basic level of physical fitness. There is some climbing up and down rocks and on uneven ground, and it's slippery. You need to paddle sitting in an awkward position. You have to be able to get up and down quickly. You have to listen and respond to directions. If you really can do that, sign up.
Speaker C.
At the end of the day, don't be lazy. We're all tired. We're all sore and bruised. So what? Help take your boat up. Not doing that is considered rude. And please don't be pessimistic, gloomy, or unpleasant, because it may annoy the people around you who are trying to hear the guides and have a fun day with their family and friends. Kids can go too, but they need to be at least 90 pounds or at least 12 years old, and they need to be good swimmers and listeners.
Speaker D.
I've gone with this company twice now, and I enjoyed it both times. There are several rafting companies out there, but you won't meet personnel as qualified as you meet here. These people are doing what they love. I would not take these trips without a guide, as I'd kill myself. They get you down safely and allow you to have fun between the rapids. Food was good, and every time we passed another outfitter, it became evident we chose the best one.
Speaker E.
There is a common assumption that life jackets keep your head above water at all times. Wrong. They are constructed to be able to float in water, so in any case, you will pop to the surface. But waves and river currents are strong enough to take you underwater for brief periods. A good rafting company typically provides a course on how to breathe strategically in rapids. But most beginners usually forget all that in the panic of being in the water.
Speaker F.
I almost got killed in a white water rafting trip. This is how it happened. I rafted a very fast river. The guy in front of me lost his footing, banged into me, and we both fell in. Our boat panicked, so we were rescued by another one 10 minutes later. We were heavily injured, and I was barely conscious. My life jacket did not protect me from going under the crashing pull of white water. Don't listen to those who say that rafting is safe. It's dangerous.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Lucy. You weren't at school today. What is the matter? I was worried about you.
Hi, Peter. It's nothing serious, actually. I just felt a bit sick in the morning, so my mom let me stay at home.
You poor thing. And are you feeling better now?
Yeah, much better. Thank you. I guess it must have been the pizza that I ate yesterday. That was the reason for my bad stomach ache. I had too much. But now, yeah, I feel all right. I think I won't have to miss any more lessons this week.
But you haven't been to the doctor's office, have you? Won't you have problems at school because you missed classes? When I was ill last month, I brought a medical certificate to school.
Well, my mom called our class teacher, so I don't think there will be any problems. Besides, we don't have many lessons on Wednesdays. How was geography, by the way? Did you take a test?
Oh, no, we didn't. But we revised the material for the test. The teacher asked several people to do exercises with the map of the UK at the blackboard, and then we had a sort of contest in groups where we had to find different mountains, rivers, and lakes. The quicker the better. That was fun. And we also checked our homework and asked the teacher questions if we were not sure about the answers. You know, I feel well prepared for tomorrow's test now.
Wait a second. Are we going to take the test tomorrow? I can't believe it.
Yes. Our teacher said that we are starting a new topic next week, so we have to finish this one tomorrow. Do you need any help with geography?
If you can lend me your exercise book with notes and checked homework, that would save me hours.
I am afraid I can't give you my exercise book right now because I have to revise the material for the test myself. But if you call me in 2 hours, we could probably study for the test together.
Sounds like a great idea, and thanks so much for offering to help. It's so nice to have a friend like you.
No problem. See you later then. Bye for now.
Bye, Peter.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Lucy. You weren't at school today. What is the matter? I was worried about you.
Hi, Peter. It's nothing serious, actually. I just felt a bit sick in the morning, so my mom let me stay at home.
You poor thing. And are you feeling better now?
Yeah, much better, thank you. I guess it must have been the pizza that I ate yesterday. That was the reason for my bad stomach ache. I had too much. But now, yeah, I feel all right. I think I won't have to miss any more lessons this week.
But you haven't been to the doctor's office, have you? Won't you have problems at school because you missed classes? When I was ill last month, I brought a medical certificate to school.
Well, my mom called our class teacher, so I don't think there will be any problems. Besides, we don't have many lessons on Wednesdays. How was geography, by the way? Did you take a test?
Oh, no, we didn't. But we revised the material for the test. The teacher asked several people to do exercises with the map of the UK at the blackboard, and then we had a sort of contest in groups where we had to find different mountains, rivers, and lakes. The quicker the better. That was fun. And we also checked our homework and asked the teacher questions if we were not sure about the answers. You know, I feel well prepared for tomorrow's test now.
Wait a second. Are we going to take the test tomorrow? I can't believe it.
Yes. Our teacher said that we are starting a new topic next week, so we have to finish this one tomorrow. Do you need any help with geography?
If you can lend me your exercise book with notes and checked homework, that would save me hours.
I am afraid I can't give you my exercise book right now because I have to revise the material for the test myself. But if you call me in 2 hours, we could probably study for the test together.
Sounds like a great idea. And thanks so much for offering to help. It's so nice to have a friend like you.
No problem. See you later then. Bye for now.
Bye, Peter.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today, we have a well-known actor, Greg Jones. Hello, Greg. So nice to see you today. Thanks for coming.
Hi, everybody. It's my pleasure being here with all of you today.
So, your acting career is on another high at the moment. To what do you attribute this?
I think having a happy home really helps. It took me a long time to achieve that. I used to put a lot of pressure on myself to accomplish things, make money, gain experience. And I wasn't a proper father and husband when I was younger. I learned a lot from my failures in the past. Now, with my wife Dina, I've been able to realize what really matters and devote myself to her and to raising our daughter Marilyn.
I see. And do you keep in close touch with your older children?
Yes. Actually, Dina is the person who brings everyone together. She doesn't have any resentment about my previous marriage. She got acquainted with my first wife, and it's been really wonderful for me to see her be very open and want everyone to feel appreciated.
Is it tough to raise a young daughter in your 60s?
Absolutely not. I have more time. I understand more about being a father, and watching her grow up has been one of the greatest pleasures of my life. She's an amazing girl, very bright, very spirited. It's the first time that I've really been able to be the kind of father that I wanted to be. But because of my career ambitions, I never allowed myself the chance to spend that kind of time with my older children.
Speaking about your career, what was your first big ambition?
Well, when I was younger, I wanted to become a jazz musician, which got somehow sidetracked when I was drafted into the army. After that, it took a long time for me to get any good acting roles until I started doing westerns. It took many years, even after I became quite famous, for me to understand what I really wanted to do.
That's interesting. And do you have any thoughts of retiring?
Age is just a state of mind, and I'm lucky as retirement isn't enforced on actors and directors. I'd planned on not working after I was 39. But here I am at 69 and enjoying working more today than I have ever done. I think I shall go on while I have all that strength and energy.
Do you feel you've learned any lessons about life that you'd like to share with us?
Life rarely goes the way you plan it. There are good things and bad things that happen to you all the time. And you have to be able to admit that, deal with it, and move on. When I was younger, I was angry at the world, always full of ambitions. But now, finally, I've been able to relax.
Okay, and my final question. What do you see as your biggest accomplishment?
Well, my life now is exactly how I hoped it could be 20 years ago. Lots of things are important. My 4 children, professional success. But I'd say, finding a good partner in life is true happiness for me.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today, we have a well-known actor, Greg Jones. Hello, Greg. So nice to see you today. Thanks for coming.
Hi, everybody. It's my pleasure being here with all of you today.
So, your acting career is on another high at the moment. To what do you attribute this?
I think having a happy home really helps. It took me a long time to achieve that. I used to put a lot of pressure on myself to accomplish things, make money, gain experience. And I wasn't a proper father and husband when I was younger. I learned a lot from my failures in the past. Now, with my wife Dina, I've been able to realize what really matters and devote myself to her and to raising our daughter Marilyn.
I see. And do you keep in close touch with your older children?
Yes. Actually, Dina is the person who brings everyone together. She doesn't have any resentment about my previous marriage. She got acquainted with my first wife, and it's been really wonderful for me to see her be very open and want everyone to feel appreciated.
Is it tough to raise a young daughter in your 60s?
Absolutely not. I have more time. I understand more about being a father, and watching her grow up has been one of the greatest pleasures of my life. She's an amazing girl, very bright, very spirited. It's the first time that I've really been able to be the kind of father that I wanted to be. But because of my career ambitions, I never allowed myself the chance to spend that kind of time with my older children.
Speaking about your career, what was your first big ambition?
Well, when I was younger, I wanted to become a jazz musician, which got somehow sidetracked when I was drafted into the army. After that, It took a long time for me to get any good acting roles until I started doing westerns. It took many years, even after I became quite famous, for me to understand what I really wanted to do.
That's interesting. And do you have any thoughts of retiring?
Age is just a state of mind, and I'm lucky as retirement isn't enforced on actors and directors. I'd planned on not working after I was 39. But here I am at 69 and enjoying working more today than I have ever done. I think I shall go on while I have all that strength and energy.
Do you feel you've learned any lessons about life that you'd like to share with us?
Life rarely goes the way you plan it. There are good things and bad things that happen to you all the time, and you have to be able to admit that, deal with it, and move on. When I was younger, I was angry at the world, always full of ambitions. But now, finally, I've been able to relax.
Okay, and my final question. What do you see as your biggest accomplishment?
Well, my life now is exactly how I hoped it could be 20 years ago. Lots of things are important. My 4 children, professional success. But I'd say, finding a good partner in life is true happiness for me.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.